Hello, everyone. It's Lisa with Truth in Hand.
Hi, Lisa. It's Mike, your Astro Daddy, for Friday, the 6th of September.
Well, happy Friday, everybody. And I have a hint. We've got quite the celestial punch today. So, do you want to serve it up, my Astro Daddy?
We do, Lise. TGIF, because Mercury in Leo squares Uranus in Taurus today. Now, that's not going to perfect until the evening around 9:30 at night, but we will be feeling it all day. And so what? Mercury, communication, transportation, commerce, basically normal routines turn upside down. Today is not the best day to make an important initiation. And I want to make mention, Lise, that this is our third square Mercury has been making with Uranus for the last 40 days. You may recall Mercury has been in retrograde, so it has squared Uranus three times. The first time on July 21st, the second time on August 2nd, and now the third time, the 6th of September. So I want everyone to go back and go back to your emails or your phone and see what was happening on the 21st, the 2nd, and the 6th, and try to find the connection, try to find that bonds, try to figure out what Mercury is trying to tell you through this square with Uranus.
You know, what is such a good match for that is the Four of Wands. Fours are always putting things on a firm foundation. This is also the marriage canopy. And because I know which cards are coming, there's two aces in this moon cycle, and two aces is union. And so with that evolutionary spiral of those three touches with Mercury and Uranus, the freedom, the great liberator, you are free to tell a better story. What have we been saying with this whole Mercury retrograde? But one that marries your head and your heart, your actions and your intentions, the inner world and the outer world. This is good relationships, the good relationship you have with who you really are. And I just love that. And we have a little more, don't we?
We do. The moon squares Pluto at 10 o'clock at night. So we have a lovely day. And then at night, as we're turning in, we have this square happening with Pluto. So there's an extreme emotional feelings, brooding, potential outbursts. Watch these triggers. No brooding.
Well, then again, if they want to take a walk through the good brood, they'll come out the other side with a better relationship with their agency. You know, so if you want to have a spectacular mope, you're choosing it. Just know that you're choosing it. You are not at the mercy of the circumstances, that you define the circumstances, they don't define you. And that four again, it's your ability to engage with anything that happens. Squares are the nature of Mars. Moon and Pluto is a place where what you love and fear losing has kept you hostage or performative in relationships. You can lose the performance and come to a place where your relationship with you is one that you won't sacrifice in order to live a lie. Now, we all make allowances and considerations in relationship. That's not the same thing as trading in authenticity in order to stay connected. So really feel your way through the difference between those two today and let that give you that marriage, internal marriage that's worth celebrating and on firm foundation. It's a four. And that's our weather report, celestial weather support, celestial weather support for the day. I'm Lisa Greenfield signing off with.
Lisa, that was great stuff. I'm Michael, your Astro Daddy, and we will see you next time.
See you tomorrow. Thanks for playing.